Retailers are hoping for strong sales this month ahead of a new school year. Many parents hit the stores for back-to-school shopping over the weekend. It's the second most important period for retailers after the December holidays, and the National Federation of Retailers predicts sales of more than $55 billion this year. But WNYC's Ilya Marritz reports there are signals the season could be lackluster.
The annual reappearance of back-to-school signs in shop windows is a buzzkill for kids everywhere. And this year, parents aren't so psyched about it either. Carlene Bergen and Dara White shopped recently at Herald Square, but not very enthusiastically.
The money's not there.
He hasn't grown much. Thank goodness for that. I'll just use some of the things that we have already from last year.
I bought some pencils way back when, so I have that ready and handy.
That's the kind of behavior analysts expect from parents this season. Wendy Liebman is with WSL Strategic Retail, a Manhattan firm that tracks consumer trends.
They're tending to buy what they need and waiting until the school year gets started to buy anything else.
Loretta Gendville owns Area Kids, a hip Brooklyn-based chain. She says one affordable item that's doing well this season is reusable vinyl sandwich bags priced at $8 to $11 to take the place of plastic disposables.
People really like the designs, and you're saving all the plastic bags from going into the landfill. You know, they definitely, in the long run, will save you money.
Genville says when the economy faltered, there was a backlash against the $50 onesie for toddlers. She started stocking clothes at a broader range of prices. And the strategy has paid off. Her chain just added two Manhattan outlets. If stores do sell more this year, analyst Wendy Liebman predicts wealthy parents will be the reason why.
But even there, they're looking for good value, not necessarily the most expensive things on the floor. On the other end, lower-income shoppers, middle-income shoppers are hugely unsettled.
And they won't start spending on non-essentials, Liebman predicts, until they're convinced the economy is definitely recovering. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marritz.